Hello, everyone. What a wonderful day. It's Friday, and you already know Fridays rock. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, where we break down big news stories in easy-to-understand explanations with reporters all over the world. No opinion, no slant, just the news, and we love having some fun with you. Starting with some good news today. Hurricane season is officially over in the United States. The hurricane season runs from June 1st to November 30th, and this season was notable for several reasons. One, it was calm the first half of the season. No hurricanes from July 3rd to the end of August. For the first time now since 1941. But the second half, three destructive hurricanes did hit the United States. Here's a breakdown. Despite the slow start, there were 14 named storms, 8 hurricanes, 2 of them major, registering Category 3 or higher. Hurricanes Ian, Nicole, and Fiona were among the most notable. Hurricane Ian made landfall as a Category 4 storm, killing nearly 150 people, destroying homes and businesses. Tropical Storm Ian also caused more than $50 billion in estimated damage. Several hundred Florida Keys residents marked the end of this hurricane season by gathering on Wednesday to celebrate. They burned hurricane warning flags. Some people, though, still cleaning up damage left behind, mourning loved ones taken by storms. 10-second trivia. In which of these U.S. states would you find a zip code that starts with the number 1? New York, California, Texas, or Florida? Zip codes starting with a 1 represent New York, Delaware, and Pennsylvania. Next up, I want to introduce you to a very special principal who's empowering her students and defining her school's sense of pride. Principal Lisa Caldwell Linder from Brownsville neighborhood in Brooklyn came from what some would consider a rough neighborhood, but she always believed that she could rise above any of the negative aspects surrounding her, and she did. Over time, she coined a phrase, "I am not my zip code." And she's using that phrase now to empower her students at her school and make them realize that they too can rise up higher than others might assume is possible. Meet Principal Lisa Caldwell Linder.
Ms. Linder sees natural abilities within people.
That's what I loved about her, that she just kept us on the right track.
Ms. Linder honestly gave me a safer environment.
My favorite phrase is, don't let the zip code fool you, because a lot of people do that. I am a product of Brownsville. My zip code growing up was 11212, and I'm sure if we Google 11212, all of the negative will be exposed. I want our students to feel good, regardless of their zip code. PSIS 184 is a haven for learning. Attendance might be a challenge for a lot of our students, because a violent crime may have been committed in the neighborhood, may have been committed in their complex, and there's some level of fear. Hence, that's why we try to create the safest environment internally. When I came here, I was a big advocate of the arts. Whole classes would just go to this one art teacher, and no other arts offerings were made available. We instituted the following year where students were provided with an art option to select which elective they would go to. So to date, we have the only marching band in District 23.
Let's get this party started!
We have added dancers to go along with the marching band. Broadway Jr. is like the creme de la creme of 184. This year we're doing Willy Wonka. So you can see the difference. Students want to be present in school because we're rehearsing for Broadway Jr. We're performing for the Christmas showcase, right? So I have to be present. So we recognize by doing all of those things, it supported us with improving our attendance. Since the 10 years I've been here, we've seen sort of a roller coaster, I'll be honest, right? But we knew that we had to add and provide more. As a community school, we have a community resource director who identifies the gaps, what's not here.
We are pretty much the hub of the community. Yeah, so when our parents are in need, they can come.
How many parents are taking their children for eye exams? We're going to have the eye exams right here on site.
Today, as you can see, we had our food distribution of fresh produce. Because we go into the supermarkets in the area, you will notice that there's a dearth of fresh, natural food. So our book distribution, these are books that we've accumulated over the years. We've used them as class sets. We actually distribute those for free to families. So we're excited that we can do this for the community.
I will be retiring after 30 years with the New York City Department of Education. I felt like I have left an indelible impact on the school community and all the other communities I have worked in.
Ms. Linda is an amazing person, and I would say that the school definitely, you know, started to thrive when Ms. Linda got into the principal's office, definitely.
Ms. Linda is like my second mother.
And thank you to Ms. Linda that she made it. She's the main one who made this school and who made us feel powerful and brave.
All right, all of you powerful and brave people, your 10 out of 10 story today is about two friends from France who went to the World Cup in Qatar. Why? Because they traveled the roughly 4,300 miles by bike. We're talking 13 countries, flooded woodlands in Hungary, a scorching desert in Saudi Arabia, dozens of flat tires. Their goal was to see their beloved team France, the defending World Cup champs. They told us, we're the kind of people that have big ideas and we don't want to have any regrets. Let's meet them.
This crazy idea of going to Qatar from Paris by bicycle to attend the World Cup.
It was 7,000 kilometers, 3 months, 13 countries. We went from Paris to Istanbul. Istanbul, we went first, was Jerusalem. Third of our adventure was in Saudi Arabia.
And we actually went through all kinds of landscapes, from Europe to the mountains of Turkey and in the desert in Israel, Jordan, Saudi Arabia. First stages in the desert were especially very hard because it's it's such a hostile environment. And compared to what we experience in Europe, for example, there's just nothing around you.
We had a lot of surprises, but I think the most important was how hospitality is a word, a universal word. You know, in each country we were received by people, giving us some food, you know, giving us some water, sometimes welcoming us at home. Arriving in Doha was incredible. There were so many people welcoming us, especially from the French community based in Doha. We had the French national team. Yeah, they made it the surprise to welcome us, to take picture with us, and to offer us a French national jersey with all the players' signatures.
So we will fly back to Paris, but this doesn't mean bike trips are over. It's a lifestyle that we actually loved, and I'm sure that we will want to go back on other adventures. We were actually very happy to document our trip and share with our followers on social media. And so we also realized that this was a way of telling people that, look, you can take your bike and live adventures.
All right, lovely people, we made it. There ain't no momentum like momentum, so let's finish this week strong and power right along into the weekend. First, though, a shout-out to Lakeview Junior and Senior High School in Campty, Louisiana. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy, this is CNN 10, and it's been a blessing to spend this week with you.